Today, Shir Mishabri Yavi, Yasim and Tav Sadi Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Zayin. Machnis Adam Loku Pasa Offal Abayas, Bistam, Vaoso Bo Kol Tachal. As opposed to last Sif, a person who goes ahead and he brings into his house a box full of offer, Stam, Vaoso Bo Kol Tachal. And he can do whatever he wants with that offer. In other words, as opposed to bringing in offer for his Gina, for his garden, he brings it in stam because they used to have usages. They used to use afar for all types of things. Like if a baby made in the house, they cover it up with dirt. So if a person just brings in afar stam into the home, he could do all different things with it. And obviously one of them being kisui adam. And unlike in the previous sif, we don't say when he puts it down on the ground that it becomes batel to the karka bias. He brought it in stam and afar, dirt, even soil, whatever it is, it's brought into the home, has usage, even if it's only a small amount, a box full of dirt. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Pei Hei, Meloku Paso. He brings it in, Me'erav Yom Tov, Uma'ara Osa Al Karka, he pours it onto the ground. He did not have in mind specifically for his garden. He just stopped, brought it into his home, and he plopped it onto the floor. What does it say there? It's permitted to go ahead and use it even to cover, an excrement. After Efshar Hayalomar, even though it's possible to say, you might think that it's only for things that are, very, what you normally will use it for. I guess having tsoa just stam plop onto the floor is not something that ordinarily happens. The efshar shelo yase hatino tzracha b'bayis. It's possible that the kid will not make on the floor in the house. But dafka b'zeh shechniso b'bayis v'stama. He says it's specifically talking about where he brings it into the home v'stama. Then we say his das is for whatever he might want it for. However, if he brings it in for something that he's for sure going to use it for, kagon shechnisos lechasos bo dam of shedaito l'shato b'yom tov, if he brings it in specifically for a specific usage that he's definitely going to use it for, then asa lechasos bo tzoa, then it's not something that he could use for tzoa, meaning it will have its own specific designation if it's brought in for a designation that's, vadai, that's what it's going to be used for, and not for other things. And others say, what are you talking about? Is it the fact that you have this offer designated for usage, that means it's not muktzah, and you can use it for anything else. Again, that's the sugya back there in Hilchos Muktzah and Shabbos. Speak to Johnson, I'm sure remembers it better than I do. Okay, right there. Peches, agav karka habayis, mishum miyuto ukemo b'sif ha-katan. Okay, we mean we don't say that it becomes batel to the ground based on the fact that it's a small amount and it's on the ground. Again, remember those days they used to have dirt floors. So even in their home they would have dirt floors. So you don't say it becomes batel to the floor ukemo like we had previously b'sif ha-kodem. We continue weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu sheyiched lo keren zavis. And we're talking here where he designated a specific corner of the house to plop the soil, the dirt down. The fact that he did not just take the dirt and spread it on the ground, that shows that he's piling it up in an area, in a corner, for usage. And if at the end of the day, it is soft dirt, then you could go ahead and you could use it, as we said previously, for kisui hadam, because again, you need to have soft dirt for kisui adam, and now you can't go ahead and grind it up if it's in clumps, as we saw a couple of days ago. That would be tochen. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan peites sheyichei lo karen zayis. The gam tzarech, he designated an area for it. The gam tzarech izayir, he told me menu b'shava velo lasos guma. And he says you have to be careful when you are taking this dirt. If it's piled up, you have to take it like you sort of like scooping it away from the top, as opposed to sticking your hand in and pulling out, because then you would be making a guma, you'd be making a hole, right? Or if it's very, very soft and you're sticking your hand in, to the point to take care of kishenot elachol. As soon as you pull out from in the middle, then no felatoch haguma, the sides will collapse back into the hole. Okay, so then it would be totally okay, right? Because it would fall back into the guma visosma, and it would reseal it. In other words, he's putting this dirt into a pile. And if it's a big pile, so unless he scoops off from the top, the whole top above, okay, and he sticks his hand into the middle from the top and he scoops out, he's gonna be making a hole in there. So that's a problem of making a guma, which is usher, as we said, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. And therefore, the only way it would be okay is if when he did it, it would basically collapse from the sides back into the hole, so he wouldn't make a hole. Or again, you scoop it from the top and take the whole top off, so you're not making a hole in the dirt. Sip. By the way, this is like very, you know, this is basically showing you that, you know, like kids playing in like sandboxes and things like that. So again, for little babies, that's one thing, but once they're older and they're ready, higia l'chinuch. Well, those are like nice little kinder. When they get to the age of higia l'chinuch, though they can't, they're playing in the sandbox. So if they're sticking their hands in and it basically collapses in the hole, it's totally okay. But if it's going to make a guma, then it's already usher. Okay, let's move right there. Sif, I don't know why I'm saying kiddies. We all like to make little. We all like to play in the sandbox. Let's go back there. Sif katan tzadi, the cave on the low shetacho, the fact that he did not go ahead and spread it out on the ground, that's showing that he wants it for all different usages. Ayin le'ali says in sif katan tzadi, says check out earlier in Siman Shenches Mishabura sif katan kumkuf mamdalid the im shetacho, once he spreads it out nisgava nisbatel agav karka bayis. Once he spreads it out, that's already going to make it batel to the karka bayis. Afilu imichniso befeirish l'tzrachav. He's saying here, even if he brings it in for his needs, the fact that he goes ahead and he spreads it around on the dirt ground, that's going to already make it batel to the ground, and it's not even going to be a good designation for usage on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Sifkatan tzadi aleph v'lu afar tichuach. He says if it is soft dirt, then he can use it for kisui adam. Then locate a lotzarach ketisha, because otherwise, if it's not soft, he'll need to go ahead and grind it up for the kisui adam. The usher, that's going to be usher. I'll grind it. Then maybe shelo shachar adayin. If we're talking about where he did not shecht yet, tzarach shia afar tikuach kol kach. If he did not yet shecht, he needs to have enough afar. Okay, kol svivav she bilikichaso la lo yase guma. He has to have enough. Once again, he has to have enough dirt around it so when he takes it out, once again, it's going to collapse back into the hole, and he won't make a hole. Oh, she told me b'shava. Or if he takes it like from the top in one equal line, so that he's not digging out any holes. We go and show you a mishupa the gova ksas. Like for example, let's say it was like a mound that goes up, so you just take it from the top, the scoop over from the top, and then he won't be making any hole within the pile. Because if not, then asa lechatchila al kolpanim l'shot al dazeh. Because then we said it's going to be aser lechatchila to go ahead and shecht. Ukibavu alamala, like we said lamala. But you remember, b'diyeved, they allowed for one dirabanan. If it was done, if you remember, from 2 days ago, one day, I forgot how many days ago, it was one day ago, 2 days ago, it was already last Thursday. B'diyeved, if you remember, they allowed for one dirabanan, either one dirabanan malacha or one dirabanan muktzah, but not two dirabanan. So in this case, Since it's muchan, there would only be one derabanan. So b'diyeved, you'd be able to go ahead and scoop it out. But l'chatchila, you should not go ahead and do it. You can't l'chatchila shech in order to be over the derabanan. K'vavur alamala, like we said earlier. The kasu achronim, the asiyas guma shayich afilu bekarka talush. And this is what the achronim say, that making a guma is even bekarka talush, even if the karka is, like in this case, it's not mamish in the ground. Because you might have thought that asiyas guma is only when you have a ground. And then you're going in and sticking your hand into the ground. Here you have like a pile of dirt. So what we see here, that asiyas guma is even worse when you have a big pile and you stick your hand in. Okay? Like I said, like, you know, a big, at the beach, you make a big pile, a big mound, and you stick your hand in. That's going to be asiyas guma. Kamo bekan she'ava ha'afar kvar nidlash v'nechbar. The afar is already pulled out of the ground. Okay? Dug out. V'hu adin. And now he's saying even a bigger chiddush. He's saying, it's not even on a dirt ground. V'hu adin. The afar of the kalim. Let's say again, you have a sandbox where it's, you know, a metal sandbox, which mamish it's not, it's in a kli. Okay, that would also still be, it would still be asiyas guma, because the mound that you make is creating a scenario for asiyas guma. Ulefize, ein lechov ner b'kli malei afar. He's saying now, let's say you have a kli that has afar, you can't stick a candle into that, because what are you doing when you stick a candle into the, you have a kli that has dirt in it, and you're going to plop a nair into it. You're going to be making a guma. That's going to be asr. Ima afar, assuming the afar is kashek tzas, as long as it's a little solid, that it's not going to go ahead and collapse back into the hole, should not say guma b'tchivaso. If it's going to make a hole when you stick it in, ima afar tikuach, because if it's so soft, the kishiyotio, like once again, and when you take it out, taxor b'tipo, it's going to collapse back into the hole. Then, ain't like we said all along, ain't ze chashev osa guma. That's not considered making a guma. Umikomakom lahotzi ner me afar zu, afal pisha nase guma memele leslamba. However, he says, once the nair is in there, so you might think you can't take the nair out because that's going to make the hole. No, the hole's already made. Once you stick the nair in, you made the hole. So pulling it out will be okay. That's not a problem. The only problem is sticking it in, because assuming that the soil is and the dirt is a little moist enough that it's going to stand on its own, you have made a guma, you have made a hole when you stuck the candle in. Okay, yudches. Now we're coming to a more of a lumdish sif than... Even less practical than the previous couple of sifim, the old koi. What's a koi? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Ches. A koi. What's a koi? Perish a beria. It's a type of living creature. Shenolda mitayish utzvi, that came out of a goat and a deer mating, meaning it's a mixed bria. But the chap here is it's basically a combo of a chaya and a behema. So that's a unique type of creature. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Sadi Beis, Koi, Perish, the Chule. He says, V'yesh Od Min Koi. He says, the Rama gives us one Koi here. But the truth is, there's another Koi that the Shulchan Aruch could be referring to, Shehu Beriyab of Nayatzma, which is its own creature. V'hu, Sapek Chaya, Sapek Behema. In other words, there are two types of Koi that are out there. There's a Koi that was basically a creation of a Behema and a Chaya. Like I said, like a goat and a deer. So that has a din of a suffix behema chaya, because it's really a combination. It's a goat and a lot, a goat and a deer, which is a combo plan of both. So therefore, it has a din of both as a din of a suffix. But then there are other things like a creature, like maybe like a buffalo. I don't know if that, but there are certain animals that are actually a suffix. What they are, we don't know. Are they chaya or are they behema? Now, what's the big nafkamina? So one nafkamina is lechumra, and another nafkamina lekula. If it's a behema, then as we know, it does not require kisui adam. But the chelev, the fat, is usser. Mashein came the other way around. If it's a chaya, then it needs kisui adam, but the chelev is mutter. So we have here, let's go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. Koi perish, beria shenolda mitayish utzvi, ein shochtin oso biyomtov. You're not allowed to go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov. What's the issue? So the issue really is related to the rest of the sif. Look what he says. Vim shechato, but if you did shecht it, ein mechasin es damo. You do not go ahead and cover its blood. Afilu yesh lo afar muchan. Even if you have afar that's already prepared and ready to go. Why? Mipnei sha'aroha yomar. Because the one who sees you do this, again, why do you have to cover the blood? Because it's a safek chaya. So if you didn't safek, you have to cover it. But in Yom Tov, we don't want you to do that. Why? Because the person who sees this, Yomar, he will say, oh, vadai chayahu. Since it's Yom Tov, the din of this animal is that for sure it's a chaya. Dim lo kain, because if not, lo ya matrichin lechaso yidamo bi Yom Tov. People would say, listen, if it's not for sure a chaya, a person's not going to be matriach and do a tircha to go ahead and cover it on Yom Tov. V'yavo lahatir chelbo. And therefore, people are going to say, hey, if he did a kisa yadam on that animal, it must for sure be a chaya. And since it's not for sure a chaya, because it's also a suffix behema, the chelev is really suffix dairaisa lechumra chelev. Remember, chelev is a suffix iser kares. And people are going to go ahead and be matir the chelev because they're going to say, oh, it's a chaya. So therefore you can't do kisui hadam on the afar. And that's why, go back to the beginning of the sif, that's why ain shochatin oso biyom tov lechatchila. You're not allowed to go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov. It's also to shecht it on Yom Tov. So you're not put in a situation where you can't do kisei adam, because you're not allowed to do kisei adam if you go ahead and you shecht it. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan sadi gimel. So this koi, besides this berry of b'fnei atzmo, it's also a combo plan of a tayish and a tzvi. Rotolomar tzvi abal tayashin. Talking about where a deer, okay, mates a female goat. The ilu tayish, because if we're talking about a female goat, a male goat, a tayish habal tzviya on a female deer, afa after gam kain chelbo aser, even though its fat is also aser. Mikom makom shochtin oso biyontov. Still, you would go ahead and shecht it on yontov. Kimavoer biyoredeya simin kavches sif gimel ba'achronim sham. There, you will see that this type of koi is a complex type of koi. In other words, when you're talking about a koi that's a beria b'fnei atzmo, so then we have a general suffix. What is this animal, right? What is it? We see a certain animal. We don't know what it is, but we're talking about an animal that's a combination of a goat and a deer, for example, of a behema and a chaya. So then the din is different when you're dealing with a male behema that mates a female chaya, and vice versa. Okay, so he doesn't want to get into the details here. Too complex for him. So I guess if he avoids it, we'll avoid it as well. But the point is that what he's saying is the Rama specifically is talking about a tzvi that is ba'al tiyasha, a male deer, okay, mating a female goat. That's what we're talking about. And that is a pure suffix in terms of din, even though, again, it's a different type of suffix. It's a suffix based on paradox. It's a suffix based on having both qualities of behema and chaya. Let's move right there. Saudi Dalit. Ain't shochten also biyomtov. So you don't shech these two types of koyz on yomtov because of the suffix. Sharei hiyev shalachasos domo, since you can't go ahead and cover the blood until admotze yomtov, v'shema yizbala bekaka, and up until then, it might get absorbed in the ground. V'lo yeri shumo nikar, and if it's not clear the blood, because it's absorbed to the point where there's no liquid that is actually clear cut coming out of the ground, then yivatel mitzvah kiso. If it gets absorbed to the point where it's really unrecognizable as blood, then you have lost out on the mitzvah kisui, and therefore it's also to go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov, because as we saw later in the Sif, you're not allowed to go ahead and do kisa yadam. For that reason, the people will say, oh, it's vadei chaya. Sif katan sadihei, afar muchan. Even if you have afar muchan, you can't go ahead and do kisa yadam. Afilu hechinu behedya l'shem kisui koi. Even if you explicitly go ahead and you're making it for the kisui of a koi, you can't do it. Ayem b'tzlach shedaito. However, the tzlach actually is cholek on the Ramah. And he holds the dafke b'koi shu beria b'fnei atzmo. He is cholek on the Ramah. And he says the only koi that has this halacha is the koi that's a beria b'fnei atzmo. It's a koi that we don't know what it is. Aval b'nolad mitzvi abal atayasha. But the tzlach holds that even the koi, which is based on a male deer mating a female goat, imechinu behed yemerev yom tov l'kisui, oh, if you went ahead and you set aside dirt from before Yom Tov to go ahead and cover it, mutu l'shchoto so be Yom Tov, you would be able to go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov. Ayem sham taimo, check out the time. So again, what we have here, just to sum up, are three types of koi. There's the koi that's a natural, okay, creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't know what it is. That has all the dinim of koi that are being expressed here, l'chol ha-deos, in this Shulchan Aruch. Then you have the male deer that is mating a female goat, which according to the Ramah has the same dinim as, according to the Ramah, has the same dinim as a beria b'fnei atzmo koi, while the tzlach is cholik, and he says if you have afar muchan, you can do kisui. Again, not clear that 100% that, you know, he's saying you should do this l'chatchila, but you definitely could go ahead and do the kisui, if you have afar muchan. And then you have the tayish, the male goat, that is ba'al atzviya, which the Mishnah Berurah explained above, that even though the chelev is asar, okay, still you could do the Shechita, okay, on Yom Tov, and check out the time he says. Finally, Sifka, we have a couple more here. Sifka, not so finally, yeah, we have three or four more here, Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat on Sadi Vav, Mibnei She Ha Roa. So what's the reason why we do not allow for the Kisui? Because people will say it's a Vadei Chaya, and they'll eat the Chaylev. Rotolom HaKadosh Lo Yitu Lachshov Ki Koi Chaya Vadois. So people wouldn't mistakenly think that it's a Vadei Chaya. Because it's allowed the tircha on Yom Tov, people are going to say, tircha, to do kisei adam must be vaday chaya. And you see here the chachamim have the ability to be mevatel a mitzvah. They could say, don't do a mitzvah v'shevi al taisa. Like they say, don't blow shofar. They say here, don't do kisei adam, even though you shechted. Right? This fake Kares. So you don't come to a Safek Kares. They could say, ah, even though halachically you have to go ahead and do this mitzvah misafek, right, they don't want you to go ahead and chas v'shalom do an avera of an iser kares become the asay, so they can tell you shevi al tasa, don't do this mitzvah. That even though there's a mitzvah here and safek daraisa l'chumer to do the mitzvah, they can say no, don't do it because they want you to avoid an avera safek. Okay, become the asay. Eating chaylev is a serious avera. Sifkatan sadi zayin le'erev im rishu manika yichasenu. Says at night if it's still around you do kisui ulidanda osin shnei yomim. Says and for us who do 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, Tzarech La'amtin, you have to wait until when? You have to wait for Kisui. You have Motzei Yom Tov Sheni. You have to wait mamish 2 days until you go ahead and do the Kisui. And there's a good chance by then it's going to be dried up. Ramah, V'dafka k'sheshachto b'keren zavis u'kai gavna. And he says specifically we're talking where he shechted it in a specific area in the home or in the yard. Avalim shachto b'emtza chatzer. But if he shechted it in the middle of the chatzer, afilu dam behema. Even a dam of behema, yachol l'chassos, you can go ahead and you can for sure go ahead and cover it in yeshlo afar muchan, if it has afar that is muchan. What does it mean even if it's a dam behema? Meaning if you want to cover up the blood, when it's no mitzvah, just because you want to cover up the blood because it's gross, you could do it. Because once it's in the middle of the chatzer, it's viewed like, you know, a baby diaper. A baby excrement. And you have to cover it in order to keep it from making a mess in your garden furniture, in your yard furniture. Look at the Mishnah Brura, afilu dam behema, umashma the kol shekein dam koi. And it's mashma kal v'chomer, a dam of a koi, it's mutter to go ahead and cover. Why? Haven the belav mitzvah kisui, tzarechu l'chasos mishumiyus. Since beside the mitzvah of kisui, he has to cover it because it's gross and it's in the middle of the yard. B'shuv lo yito. What's the whole reason why it's mutter? Because once it's in the middle of the yard, people are going to say, why is he covering it? He's covering it for one simple reason. Lahatir chel. Okay. They're not going to make a mistake and think it's because it's al kisui adam, and people are going to go ahead and be matir the chelim. They're going to say the yomru mechasu b'shvil shlo yislachu kelim. People are going to say the reason why he's doing it is so he doesn't mess up his yard furniture. He doesn't mess up all the things that are in the yard. Like even Magen Avram, Shemit Sadeh, and check out the Magen Avram who says, the ain't lachel b'zeh. He says, no, should not be megil l'chasos rak hecha shemechavei be'emes. Should only do it where he has mamish kavana b'shvil shalei yislachu kelim. It's only if he really needs to go ahead and protect his property inside the yard from getting all dirty from the blood. Yeah, there's be a lot of blood there. Aval in yichavei rak l'shei mitzvah kisui. However, if his kavana is purely for kisui adam, he holds that it's going to be usher even in the middle of the yard. If he had afar that was ready to go, like he brought in a box full stam, not for a garden, or he brought it in dafka to go ahead and cover excrement, then it's muchan hu gam lezeh, will be muchan for this as well. Because this is like having excrement in your yard, and you cover it. It's derech is to go ahead and cover it. Ad kan v'lo yoiser. So basically, what he's saying is, there's a concern for a koi because you might make a mistake. You might make a mistake, and therefore, you should not go ahead and cover the blood because people will think that it's a vadei chaya. But when done in the middle of a chatzer, okay, he says you'd be able to do it if, according to the Magen Avram, if you have das to do it because you're concerned that it's going to mess up your kelim. And according to the Ramah, it's mashma. Regardless, the fact that it's in the middle of the chatzer, people already say that's what you're doing it for, and therefore there would be no concern that you're going to go and be matir the chelim atkan. Take care, my friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye. There's a famous lumdis here. There's a famous lumdis in koi. What is koi? Is koi just a suffake? Or is it, like I said, paradox? It's this and that. So obviously it's going to depend for sure on the nature of the koi. But even if it is a koi based on this and that, it might be a shaila as to what the nature of it is. Because there's three possibilities. It's this and that. It's, we don't know what it is. Or maybe it's neither. It's some combo plan new creature. And that's for you to take it, lumdus in your back pocket for the rest of your life. Okay, have a good one, my friends. That was extra lumdus yaymi. Be well, man.